The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, August 28, 1977. It's Music Time in Africa. Well, hello there, friends. This is Sue Moran again, back once more with another program featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups, playing both traditional and popular music. The recordings I've selected for today come from the country of Tunisia, in North Africa. Songs and dances both in classical and popular tradition. I think you'll enjoy the music, so join me now for Music Time in Africa. Tunisian music has remained more or less without much change up to this day, especially the artistic music, which consists of classical, folkloric, and contemporary popular songs and dances. Classical music in Tunisia is known as malouf, based on Andalusian tradition, and treated with great respect since the 7th century AD. It's an independent form of music with its own complex theory and special characteristics. This first recording now is an excellent example of malouf music.
Thank you.
traditional folk music of Tunisia, like the folk music of other countries on the African continent, is rich and greatly varied. Musical instruments, vocal styles, and dance routines in each region of the country are quite different from one another. One-string violins and lutes are common folk instruments, but the oboe-like reed horn and the bagpipe with drum accompaniment and the long bamboo flute are probably the most popular and widely used folk instruments. The bamboo flute used in classical music is called nai, and the folk type is called kasbah, sounding like this. The oboe horn is called zukra, and is usually played with either a single drum or several large drums in accompaniment. In the same family of oboe-like reed instruments is the Tunisian bagpipe called mizweed. This is also accompanied by one or several drums. This next recording is by a regional folk troupe, led by one of Tunisia's popular folk singers, Hamadi Benarfa. The main instrument used by the group is the mizweed bagpipe, accompanied by a single-headed drum resembling a large tambourine with metal rattles attached to the wooden rim.
طلقنيك يا راجل ما تعجبني قالت خود الدبلش
طلقني قالت خود الدبلش طلقني قالت خود الدبلش طلقني قالت يا راجل ما تعجبني قالت خود الدبلش
خوذة خوذة قدام القاضي وشهودة عندك زي العوينة سودة عقب الليل يعذبني قالت خود الدبلش
آه يا الواشمة قدام ربي نحاسبك يا ظالمة خليتي ولاد العرب علي متلايمة آه يا الواشمة قدام ربي نحاسبك يا ظالمة خليتي ولاد العرب علي متلايمة
طلقني دبلش طلقني قالت خود الدبلش طلقني قال يا راجل ما تعجبني قالت خود الدبلش
Thank you. جاني المرسول ما يما جاني المرسول قعدت نخمم واش نقول ما يما
جاني للثنيات مالي نزرع في اللي قتان يما
يما
قال لي يا هنية سانيتك فيها شسبول
ما يما جاني المرسول ما يما جاني المرسول ما يما جاني المرسول قعدت نخمم واش نقول ما يما.
That was Tunisian folk music by a regional troupe headed by Hamadi Banarfa. Another very popular folk singer with many commercial recordings to his credit is Mohamed Jarari. He is known for his unusually large repertoire of folk songs that he's collected from various parts of the country. Here is one of Mohamed Jarari's hit tunes, in which he leads a full orchestra of violins, the 12-string Arabic lute, the 74-string zither harp called the kanun, and a clay hand drum.
قلبك عايش قال لي سروالك بالخمال اللي تناش على بوتامتوم ساكن القرجوم صدرك عامر يا اللي تلاقيت في القامر
داني داني دان دان
صاحبك تعمل فيه معروف ايه واللي حلو شوفك يتلفت نوره ايه
داني 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 داني
ثاني باب قول هذا احسن الاحباب ايه واللي يقول بعد فمك من بعده ايه
داني 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 داني
يعود على داني داني ايه قال الفنان كنت في بلادي سلطان ايه لابس قفطان امن دعاوي مولانا
In Tunisia, there are numerous popular recording stars of both radio and television, and most of these artists are well represented with recordings in the commercial market. This first selection of popular music is a lively tune by a young lady named Naama.
من خيار قبيلة بلاد الأحفاص من خيار قبيلة وبيت الحبيب العمرة منصورة
البير والصفصار والنعورة البير والصفصار والنعورة
خلوا المرصى سمية مشهورة البير والصف صاف والنعورة
اللي فيها سلطاني والإجرالي والي اللي فيها سلطاني والإجرالي والي
باقل بوليتوكي نعمرا
The featured vocalist in this next pop number is Luisa. A large choral group supports the singer in this song, which begins with introductory solo passages played on the lute and the canoon. I have one more recording here of popular Tunisian music, and this one is by Woulaya, whose fame is not restricted to Tunisia, but throughout North Africa and the Middle East. Although my colleague, music man Leo Sarkisian, tries not to show any favoritism in helping me select music for our programs, I strongly suspect he does in this case, when he begins to talk about Woulaya.
Oh,
As a finale for today's program of Tunisian music, here's a portion of classical music performed by the Rashidiya Orchestra of Tunis.
Yeah.
Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed our program today of music from Tunisia in North Africa. I'll be back next week at the same time, of course, with more traditional and popular African music. Join me then, won't you? In the meantime, have a nice week. And if Amadou Barry of Koidu Town, Safadu, Sierra Leone, and Patrick Musa of Koidu Town, Sierra Leone are listening, I want to say a special thank you to you both for your grand letters. This is Sue Moran saying so long for now for Music Time in Africa.